Friends, when you step forward to do anything worthwhile, you'll attract a special variety of people. These folks, they never volunteer themselves for anything. They will never step in the arena themselves. But instead, they focus all their energy on criticizing the person who has dared to step into the arena. Don't pay attention to them, especially the ones who are not in the arena themselves, whose face is not marred by dirt and sweat and blood. Here's an excerpt from one of Theodore Roosevelt's greatest speeches titled, "The Man in the Arena." It is not the critic who counts. It is not the critic who counts. Not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles, or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who's actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again, because there is no effort without error and shortcoming, but who does actually strive to do the deeds, who knows great enthusiasms, the great devotions, spends himself in a worthy cause, who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat. Theodore Roosevelt. Friends, I want you to honor yourself for stepping into the arena. I want you to listen to your heart, your gut, your intuition, and step forward with faith and conviction to do what needs to be done in the interest of everyone. I want you to rise above the need for approval, applause, appreciation, and I promise you, you will find yourself among a rare breed of human beings. The Man in the Arena by Theodore Roosevelt. This was Simarjeet Singh, and thank you for watching.